Hey you guys, it's me, Jay, the author from Charlotte's Mask. If you've never heard of my blog, it's charlottesmask.blogspot.com. And I thought I'd go ahead and make a podcast sort of to go along with that. I'm probably going to talk a lot about the same issues that I'm talking about on my blog. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more here. But today I thought I'd start my podcast out with talking about the whole Pence versus Hamilton thing that's going on right now. On Friday, Mike Pence, the vice president-elect, went to go see Hamilton, which is currently a huge success, I suppose, on Broadway. A lot of people are talking about it. On his way in, he was booed by the crowd. A few people were applauding him, or, you know, they were excited, but a lot of people were booing him as he came in and sat down. Which, first off, that is extremely disrespectful. I don't care that you don't like the person. You respect the office he is in. I did not necessarily like President Obama when he first came into office, but you respect the office of president. At the end of the show, Brandon Dixon, who is a crew member, stood up and asked Pence to stay where he was at because the crew wanted to address a few issues with him. According to CBSN, Mike Pence left before the speech got started. I don't know how much of it he heard straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, or if he heard it online later. Obviously, somebody was videotaping it. Basically, in the speech, Brandon Dixon goes on to say that Americans are alarmed and anxious that the diverse Americans will not be protected or represented in a Trump administration. By this, of course, he is talking about people of color, he's talking about immigrants, he's talking about the LGBT community, who have all been very vocal about talking about how scared they are. Let me rephrase that. Not everyone in these groups of people are afraid or vocal about it. I believe a vast majority of people are not as terrified as the media seems to make us believe. But the people who are proponents of this fear culture that's going on right now are very vocal about their, you know, their concerns, which is fair. You should be allowed, and you are allowed under the Constitution, to talk about things that you're afraid of, or just talk about anything. We all have the freedom of speech, so Brandon Dixon and the rest of the cast did nothing wrong when they addressed Mike Pence. And I totally understand that they are scared. They're in New York City, and a lot of the major cities have been under riots. There's a lot of fear going on. The media is straight up fear-mongering. They are making up vicious lies about everybody, trying to make it seem like things are so much worse than they actually are. If you leave the cities, most people are pretty calm about things. If you leave the cities and the internet, I should say. Most people in their everyday life are not racist, they're not homophobic, they just are normal people going about their normal lives. And, I mean, we've seen presidents that we haven't liked in the past, and thus far, they haven't killed every single one of us. Let's afford Donald Trump and Mike Pence the benefit of the doubt and say they won't have us all killed either. I understand that minorities are afraid. People have been equating the Trump administration to Hitler, saying, you know, he wants to deport everyone who's not white back to Mexico, saying that he's going to take away the LGBT community's rights. You know, I'm not 100% sure why the black community is so afraid, because I haven't heard anything saying that he's going to do something horrible to them. I'm assuming it's because he's a white man and they're going with the whole white supremacist thing, and they're scared of that, which is understandable. But it's all just fear-mongering. So far, Donald Trump has said he is one of the few Republicans who supports gay rights. He said he's not going to do anything about gay marriage because, as far as he's concerned, it's a law now. It passed the Supreme Court. He's not touching that. It has nothing to do with him. He's not trying to take all of the legal immigrants and throw them over his imaginary wall. You know, he's not trying to round us up and throw us all in camps or tell women that they have to stay home and have babies all the time or even take away our right to birth control. What he is doing is calming us all down a little bit from this politically correct insanity we've been dealing with over the past several years. So I'm pretty sure what's actually going on here is the media is trying to drum up fear so that it is an us versus them thing. It's whites versus blacks, men's versus women's, native borns versus immigrants who have come here. But that is not how America works. It's not, we are not hitting a civil war. If we are hitting a civil war, it's our own faults for being so stupid that we're believing what the news channels are telling us. I think we have seen at this point that their projections and their, you know, their psychic ideas basically of what they think is going to happen are not true, because everyone was telling us that Clinton would win by a landslide and she lost bigly, in the words of Donald Trump. She lost. They told us she would win. They're trying to cover their butts right now by stirring up so much fear that nobody's paying attention to how wrong they have been. And we're still listening to them. We're still acting like it's 1950. It's not. People don't care what color you are. They don't care what your sexual orientation is. You know, if you run into somebody in the grocery store, there's a good chance that sort of thing won't even come up. If they're your friends, you know the sort of thing about them. And if you're friends, then it doesn't matter. And I'm not saying there's not homophobic and sexist and racist people out there, because there are, there always will be. But there's not as many as the media wants us to think. You know, it's not like we're not all sharpening our knives to go kill each other. Or, when they're saying it's Donald Trump's fault that all this is happening, he's not done anything. And this whole Hamilton versus Pence thing just goes to prove once more how a non-issue like this takes stage because the media says it should. Because somebody said, that's not right. Hamilton shouldn't have said this to them. Pence shouldn't have walked out. Everybody's scared. Everybody's angry. When in reality, we all just need to take a step back, look around us, quit staring at our phones and believing everything we see on the internet and on TV. That's not how the real world is. And if that's how it is in big cities, it's just because there's so much concentration of angry, terrified people. If we could just calm down for 10 seconds, I think everyone would realize things are not as bad as they appear. Stay safe out there, you guys. Don't believe everything you read, see, or hear. Do research for yourself. Don't even just believe me. Go find out for yourself what's really going on in America and in the whole world, for that matter. Once again, I'm Jay, the writer from Charlotte's Mask at charlottesmask.blogspot.com. Check me out. Stick around for more podcasts later, and I will talk to you guys soon.